near the edge of the Rift Valley. It is not clear what brought Monet to Africa. Perhaps he had been in some kind of trouble in France, or perhaps he had been drawn to Kenya by the beauty of the country. He was an amateur naturalist, fond of birds and animals, but not of humanity in general. He was 56 years old, of medium height and medium build, with smooth, straight brown hair, a good-looking man. It seems that his only close friends were women who lived in towns around the mountain. His job was to take care of the sugar factory's water pumping machinery, which drew water from the Nzoia River and delivered it to many miles of sugarcane fields. They say that he spent most of his day inside the pump house by the river, as if it pleased him to watch and listen to machines doing their work. So often in a case like this, it's hard to pin down the details. The doctors remember the clinical signs, because no one who has seen the effects of a biosafety level 4 hot agent on a human being can ever forget them. But the effects pile up, one after the other, until they obliterate the person beneath them. The case of Charles Monet emerges in a cold geometry of clinical fact, mixed with flashes of horror so brilliant and disturbing that we draw